And hi, you're listening to...
Welcome to Leverage Masters, airing weekly on Tuesdays at 12 Eastern and on demand on iTunes and Blog Talk Radio. Leverage Masters hosts Jack Humphrey and Gina Gaudio-Graves discuss leverage strategy with guest leveragists. Be sure to subscribe to Leverage Masters in your favorite podcatcher for great tips and case studies on using leverage to achieve your biggest goals much faster.
And hello, this is Andrea Adams-Miller, Dr. Andrea Adams-Miller, and Dr. Gina Gaudio-Grace, and you are on the Leverage Masters. Super exciting today what we're going to be having for you. We have some fun things in store. Let me go ahead and pull up the Zoom and everything as well. We are going to be chasing rainbows and butterflies today with Angela DiCarlo. She is absolutely amazing. Let me go ahead and get her the information so that she can be joining us here live on screen. Super excited about that. It's the beginning of the new year. How much can we take a new light and really enjoy what we're doing in this new year and have a lot of fun? I am super excited about it, and I know all of you are too, because, you know, 2021 is something that we can definitely have and that we can do, and it is fantastic. Gina is ready to be on with us, and I'll send her the info. Oh my gosh, for those of you who are joining me, I'm just cracking up and laughing because so many cool things are hurting in the world and happening, and I want to just make this a year that's so magically fantastical for people that they can really have a beautiful, wonderful life and have so many wonderful things happen. So I'm super excited about it. I'm also giggling because it is being an interesting world where things that should work out for us always easy don't always work out that way. Now, didn't we already learn in the past year that that's what happens? Like, things happen that we can't control. Things are, out of our control. Like right now, technology is not in my control. So I am actually having a really good giggle at trying to get things arranged and managed and still be on the show and create things despite whatever's happening. That, you know, I want to great show for you and have so much fun with all of you. And we will make it happen. You know, the world will be excellent and wonderful. And, so let me start by saying a couple really cool things about my gratitude for last year. So why we may be in things that are really tumultuous, may have had challenges, it's because of this emblem behind me, this dose of hope, you know, living through the keep smiling movement, that I've been able to stay happy and really keep things happening for myself. I'm telling her to look for email. So I'm just being candid and transparent with all of you. That's what we need to create sometimes, is that we need to move on and move forward, because that's what life brings us sometimes. And by having a dose of hope and by being really positive and believing in positivity no matter what, it really allows us an opportunity to live life differently than what we ever could have expected. Now, that's really funny. I'm trying to send other people the information, and what it did is it logged me on a second time. Such as it is. Let me just go ahead and copy it now and get it to who it needs to go to. All right. So my gratitude is that this last year happened the way it did. You know, for me, it's perfectly acceptable that it wasn't perfect, because life never is perfect. And every year we have challenges. Every year people die. It always happens. And so, some people think that things were different this year. They were different, yes, but it didn't have to be bad. It was bad. But we don't have to live in the badness. Can I say that any other way? Is that we don't always have to live into what's happening. We can choose and experience something different, that we can allow the world to manifest as it is. My partner for the Keep Smiling movement showed me something one day. There's this monk, I don't have his name in front of me, and I've talked about it before on the show, and he talks about You know, if you have a problem, is there anything you can do about it? If the answer is yes, then don't worry. Do what you can do about it. If you can't do anything about it, then he's like, why worry? Because you can't do anything about it. And so therefore, move on, because you can't do anything about it. And in that regard, it makes things so much easier and so much better when we know that that's just the way it's going to be. That we don't necessarily have this opportunity for us to be able to know what is or what is not happening because of what's happening in the world. You know, it's quite interesting. Ah, Dr. Gina's with us. Hey, Dr. Gina, will you say hi for me so that I can make sure our sound is working properly? And we'll see if she has a chance to get on. She's just getting on right now as well. And so what I was talking about is, you know, staying. There you are. I can. Excellent. So, you know, just like any other year, just like anything else that happens, there's always technology issues and craziness that happens. And, you know, we just move on, right? We just move on and figure it out. And so I was telling everyone, happy welcome to the new year. Happy the Leverage Masters 2021. And I'm really excited about this year. Dr. Gina Gaudia Grace is the one who said hello there just a moment ago. Dr. Gina, what's in store for you in 2021? Ooh, that means it's good. Well, hold on just a moment. Because we're having technology difficulties, let's do this a moment. Let's stop for just a moment, and then I'm going to redo the beginning of the show. Hey, everyone. Welcome to the Leverage Masters. This is Dr. Andrea Adams-Miller, your co-host on the Leverage Masters, and along with Dr. Gina Gaudio Grace. And 2021, it's our first show of the year. We have amazing things happening. Now, Dr. Gina has kind of worded me in that there's some secretly cool stuff going on in the works with Divizio. So tell me what you can tell me about what Divizio is up to this year. Ooh, okay. Fantastic. Wow. I am super excited about this because, you know, we all work with so many JV and affiliate partnerships already. And so to know that, you know, my very close friend is able to create this so that we can all play together and do it in such a way that's financially feasible, that is a game changer. I am so excited for you. I knew you were up to really cool, good things. And now I can't wait until you can really tell us the other parts about it that you aren't able to share yet. This is going to be really exciting. So at the end of the year, if everything goes the way you want it to go, how are you going to celebrate your year? So if you knew where you wanted to go, where would that be? Oh, I love Vegas. Vegas is one of my happy places. My girlfriend, she always talked about Vegas and called it her happy place because she'd go there and see Barry Manilow all the time. And I finally went to Vegas, and then I'm like, oh my gosh, you were right. It is my happy place as well. I do a lot of my stuff more in Henderson and off the strip. But we go up to the strip a day or two and hang out or do things. But I just have wonderful friends in Vegas and end up doing wonderful business when I'm there. And I have a lot of fun. So I really enjoy it. So whether I'm going with my husband on a date or going with a friend to do business or going by myself to hang out with people, Vegas is a really fun place to be. We should have them sponsor the Leverage Masters to come out and do a live out there. I like it. I like it. And pretty soon we'll be having with us Angela DiCarlo. Angela DiCarlo is known also as Prosperity. And Prosperity, she has definitely known that because she really has worked with really fabulous businesses on how to go from like startup to multi-figure businesses. And what's really cool about her is she really shows people how you can have it all. I mean, literally, it's like you can have rainbows and butterflies. It's a great feeling. It's a great place to be. She is on her way back in from a meeting, and then she'll join us as soon as she can. So it's you and I till then. And that's one of the reasons I wanted to ask you about what you wanted and what you'd like to do to celebrate, because I want to know what your butterflies and rainbows are, because it's been really fun. Angela is a client of mine, and you know, and a lot of people think that you have to be all stiff and corporate, and you know, that's how things have to be, and that's not who she is. Now, she can do that, she can be that, but she's really so like one of the things is she owns a local Burning Man. It's called I think it's called Love Burn. Yeah, the Love Burn. And, you know, they have like almost 5,000 people show up every year, and it's like an amazing thing. And I don't know if you know any, do you know anything about Burning Man yourself? So of what you've heard, what is your impression of a Burning Man, of what you've heard? Yeah, and that I heard it's a crazy, fun, freeing party. It's like, yeah, and like now I've heard it's some are like crazy wackadoodles, some are just this great like love fest and people hanging out and laughing and letting go of past things that no longer serve you and lighting up your fire for the future. Literally, by lighting up the, they burn something. Usually it's a great big, you know, like 50-foot man or a big heart at the love burn, you know, it does all this cool stuff. And so that's why I really wanted to have her on today, because I want people to know that they don't have to show up and look like that. Like, she's the kind of person who can dress, but that's not who she is. What she really is a person who has to wear a tank top with a tutu skirt and have multiple colored braids in her hair and, you know, and be fun and crazy and wild and sing and play. And what she really shows people is that you can have a corporate life and have corporate money and still have butterflies and rainbows. Like, you can live all of that. And how many of us fall into that corporate lifestyle where it's really stiff and not really how we want to show up in the world? Have you experienced that for yourself ever? Like, where sometimes you feel like you have to be, yeah. So if you could show up to work the way you wanted to and live the Vizio and your new business the way you wanted to, how would you look and how would you be compared to what society tells you you have to be? So share that with us so people understand that you are successful. So how do you dress? So how do people know? Because like, we have a picture of you and you're all gussied up in the picture, but how do you, on a normal day to do business, how do you dress? How do you show up in the world? I love it. I love it. And that's what we're going to be sharing with Angela. She'll be joining us here any second. You'll probably see her before me because I'm setting up our Facebook stuff so that everybody can see who we are and what we're doing and how we show up in the world. It's always so funny to do all of this. Let me just go ahead and, did I miss the thing for it to go live? Yeah, see, if I'm not fast enough, it like does something and then it blocks it out on me and then I have to redo it so that I have to do the live twice. You have to be fast. And it makes me laugh every time because I'm like, I am not that fast, but it's because I do all of the I do so much social media stuff for it, so it could be on multiple things. And that's what happens, is it just like, it can't handle me being, I think I'm too much for it. Does that make sense? So today I'm all natural because I've been on phone calls since 8 o'clock this morning. I did get a shower in and my hair is dry, but I had to come as I am. So today my rainbows and butterflies is being accepted for who I am again. And you know, it's kind of funny when you live this crazy busy of a life, you know, sometimes you just don't have time for everything that you need. And I literally have to book into the calendar that I'm going to be doing other things because otherwise, it does not happen. Did I just take us off? Oh, there. I thought I closed the wrong thing. Cool. Good. If I go away, hopefully it'll automatically go to you. It's always so funny when you're handling multiple screens. It's really easy to think, oh no, I just zoomed something out or closed the wrong thing, because I have to be in Zoom to get on live on Facebook, and then it takes me to Facebook. So it's from one screen to the other. Super exciting. So my year of rainbows and butterflies is I have every year, well, the last couple years, because I've been through different landmark classes, to me, living a life of rainbows and butterflies is that I actually will such a way that I live in unabashed abundance, and that I have a song in my step because I want to live in a musical as if I'm in a musical. And there was one other thing. Oh, and I want to be ridiculously happy. I want to be able to laugh and sing no matter what. I want, so like I had someone call me today who's having a tough time with bills and stuff like that. And you know what? Bills happen. And I really want to live in that stance that, you know what? Is there something you can do about it? If you can, then good. Then why worry, right? Because there's something you can do about it and you're going to do it. So why worry? And if you can't do anything about it, why worry, right? Because you can't do anything about it. And so worrying isn't going to make it better. So find something else to do. Find someone to help. Find a different way to create. You know, find a way to do something, because worrying about it isn't going to get you anywhere. And that's how I want to live my life, is so that I stop worrying about things and let them fall into place and let them be. I don't want to live a year, another year of being upset or being sad. I literally want to fall in that place where I can just let things go. And last year, I really got there. Last year, I was, oh, Angela's here. I told you guys I was on the other screen, so I didn't get to see who was on. Hi, Angela. She's fresh from the dentist, mini breath. Clean white teeth. And you know what? I've been talking about how we can have it all, living the lifestyle of rainbows and butterflies. And Angela, today she is more on the stiff, serious side as far as how you're dressed. Oh, now I see her shirt. Now that I see her shirt, she is living flair and fun. And she's got a shawl with fringe on the bottom. It's not a suit jacket. So you are actually living more rainbows and butterflies than I realized. Because I saw, okay, I think it's 32 today. So it's really cold. I'm in Ohio. So you guys are both in Florida. Yeah, Gina's wearing a sweatshirt. Oh, I love it. Well, I was talking with every... Oh, really? That is very cold for you guys. I love it. When you do it on purpose, it's different. Then you love it because you're there on purpose. When you wake up and you have to shovel your car off so you can get inside of it, and you open the door and the ice falls from the roof onto your seat, you know, that's a real winter. Oh. Well, one of the reasons I wanted you on here, Angela, to start off our new year is because I was telling people that you've really shown people how you can have it all, how you can have a corporate life as far as the abundance of a corporate life, but that you don't have to look and live stiff and CEO-like, that you can be fun. And I was telling them about how I saw these wonderful pictures of you and fun outfits and with colored braids and super fun. Maybe you can show your prosperity book or pop up some pictures for us. So Angela DiCarlo is also known as Prosperity. So Prosperity is a nickname that she got a long time ago. And it's really funny because she became into the life of prosperity because she's really good at working with clients on focus. In fact, Les Brown called her the queen of focus, and she uses that skill set to help people achieve this prosperity, you know, of this whole life of it. In fact, she has a whole life way of living that you can live with your family called Prosperitopia. Yes, that's a whole way of living that she can show people how to live their whole entire life with their family. Now, this is one of her products, by the way. So not only does she help other people in their businesses, but she has her own business. And this coat actually lights up. So it's a light up furry coat that they created for fun. Oh, see, now you can see the lights are shining. Look at this, how fun that is. Fantastic. Fantastic. Absolutely. So if you were to wave a magic wand for yourself this year, Angela, I want to know what rainbows and butterflies you want to create for yourself. So, but before you say what you've created, I want to know first how you're celebrating your successes this of 2021. Nice. So the second part of that then is how will you celebrate this year's successes at the end of this year? Yeah. Nice. That sounds very fun and very exciting. Gina, did you have some questions for Angela? I've been kind of hogging up the time. Yeah, those are fun. Hey, is Prosperity's Closet spelled like Y? Normally would be Y apostrophe S if it wasn't a URL. Okay. Cool. No. It's Jen. Nice. I have heard about them. I've seen hers, but I haven't played with them. So I think I would like it. I think it's something that I would enjoy. Mhm. Fun. Interesting. Well, I love trees and I don't like to kill trees. However, I have a thing for, I haven't done it the last 2 years, and I went back last year at the end of the year. I went back to foundation and started using paper notebooks again, where every day I wrote everything. And I noticed my whole life got better. And so obviously that works for me. And so I've toyed with the idea of getting the kind where you write in the notebook and then everything that you write in, so you get to keep the notebook and everything goes up into an iCloud as well. And, there's something about the pens and the feel of the paper and the movement of paper. It's almost like I have a spiritual connection with a paper being a tree that I haven't figured out how to do that yet. So, but I love that you guys are playing with those. And I don't know, I'm supposed to go see Angela soon. So maybe I can play with hers and see if I like that idea of doing that, if I can create that into my world. Oh, okay. Okay. I love it. Well, I've always believed that we manifest our own destiny. In fact, I started writing a book a years ago called Find and Fulfill Your Destiny, because having my daughter certainly, to me, created that opportunity, because I was told I'd never have children and I have three. So obviously something, a divine intervention happened there, because I didn't do anything different to have her. So there you go. Because people would say, oh, well, you took medicine or pill. No, actually, I took pills not to have a child, which is even funnier, because they thought because I couldn't have them that I should do all the stuff so that I wouldn't, so they thought, oh, I need to do all the stuff for intervention to not have them and then have something not work. And I still got pregnant. So there you go. Happens. Angela, what in your life have you manifested that you thought? Excellent. Fantastic ideas. So I want to hear about some of your past successes with clients, because I got to hear them, and I know our audience would be really excited to hear what you were able to help other people to live into what they want and to manifest their destiny. Nice. Nice. Yeah. And that's where people can live in butterflies and rainbows. I love that. I want you to share with Gina your logo. Like, actually, if you can show it, that would be even cooler to me. I want people to see how fun and creative you can be. So the I'd love to see your wings on a bicycle. Do you have it so that you can share it? If I give you sharing ability. Sure. So I want to get your opinion, Gina, because we've been talking about this, because Angela, she has so many people who want to work with her. And in the past, they have found her because she has represented and has more of a corporate look. But realistically, who she really is and how she shows up is so fun and so creative and so playful that I am curious what other people think, because not that ever, like, so the clients that she wants to work with are these really high level, creative, playful, fun people, but they're also CEOs and they also live in money and they live in luxury. She's also known as the luxury gypsy. So that you can travel the world and be a gypsy and be fun and everything that a gypsy takes with it as far as the fun and the bright and the colors and the interest, but you can do it in luxury. And so showing people who she is and then attracting people that are high level, like high level hippies and high level fun and high level playful. So this is the original photo of her with the wings and the cap. And then they created this to make it a logo. And it's so cute and so fun. I actually kind of like the reel of it, and taking the reel and maybe taking the background out of it differently. I guess maybe it is that way. I just love it. I think we can really show people that, oh my gosh, you're wearing, how fun is that? Like, yeah, there. It's, oh my gosh. So yeah, so you have the corporate look and the playful style. There you go. So you can do it all. Oh, and Angela, you didn't hear how she's making these lemonades. Please, yes, share. Absolutely. So she started living, with this, keep smiling. Although she didn't know about the keep smiling movement then, but she does now. And just to remind everyone that we have sponsors. So we want to thank Opus.Finance. They are our featured sponsor. Opus.Finance is a global decentralized processing system for crypto technology. And we are providing educational information for people to understand crypto technology so that they can invest for themselves, by themselves, and do that. So while we are creating new coins, new pools, and new blockchains, it is something that we don't make any money from. It's a gift that we're giving to humanity to teach them how to do this and how to utilize open sources. So please check out Opus.Finance and DeFi Community. It's in our notes there on Facebook, so you can learn more about it. And we have educational programs several days a week just to give back to people. And we want to remind people to check out Divisio and then to be listening for Dr. Gina Gaudio-Grace, who's going to be sharing more about how you can have a merchant account that helps you divvy up your affiliate payments among your JV partners so that you don't have to do it through another secondary source or third source beyond their platform. And we want to thank the Red Carpet Connection, my business, for doing publicity and helping do the technology behind the scenes to get this stuff set up. And our charity of choice is the Keep Smiling Movement. And the Keep Smiling Movement is in our third book of A Dose of Hope. Oh, now my chair is in the way. Isn't that funny how I can make my chair show up and not show up? So the Keep Smiling Dose of Hope, it's our third book of 100 stories of greatness, of how people have overcome a challenge and learned to find their smile again and how they now create smiles in the world. It's a composite of our different smiling co-authored books all in one big dose, because we know right now, starting 2021, that people need a dose of hope to really persevere and to make things happen. And Angela, what haven't we talked about that you would love to share with our audience? Ha, 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 ha. There you go. There you go. Love it. I absolutely love it. And what websites would you like to share again? Love it. It's so fun that way. It's so playful. And we have 90 seconds left according to our clock. So we want to remind everyone you've been listening to The Leverage Master, Dr. Gina Gaudio, Dr. Andrea Adams-Miller. And today we're talking about stepping into 2021 by having it all, by having a corporate lifestyle as far as the money that is associated mentally with our world and society of a corporate lifestyle, but living it in such a way that you can live in rainbows and butterflies so that you literally can have it all. And Angela does. I mean, she's got a ringmaster circle in her backyard. She's got a swimming pool. She's got fancy doodads, lighted up coats. She's got fun braids and tutus to wear and play and engage and be, and, you know, really lives her life as if she's wearing a crown and riding a bicycle on with wings. So she really lives her life the way she wants to, and really wants to show other people how you can have that luxury gypsy life where you can travel, be on the go, and live in a luxurious way and attract prosperity wherever you go. And by being and stepping into prosperity, she can guide you through that. And be looking for more for Divisio and what Gina has to offer for you. And again, I'm Andrea Adams-Miller, the Red Carpet Connection. And hashtag keep smiling and show your smile to everyone. And with that, I will play our outro, and I am so excited that everybody was able to be here with us. So let me see if I can get it to play. I'm so excited. We are going to have a fabulous new year.
Tune in next week for another episode of Leverage Masters. And don't forget to follow us on Facebook on our Leverage Black Book page to keep up with the latest. We'll see you next time on Leverage Masters.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Thanks, Gina, for being here. Let me get one more thing.